When Tulsi Devi stopped speaking, Lord Brahma suddenly appeared there. After Shankarachuda and Tulsi offered him their respects, Lord Brahma said,
"O Shankarachuda, why are you wasting your time in such empty talks with Tulsi? Marry her now by the Gandharva rite. As you are a gem among males, she is a gem among females. When a clever couple marry, the union is very happy. And who would abandon happiness when it is at hand? Anyone who would do so is worse than a beast. And you, Tulsi, why are you testing this noble and qualified person who can subdue both the gods and the demons? Marry Shankarachuda, just as Lakshmi is married to Narayan, Radhika to Krishna, by Savitri to me, Shachi to Indra, and Aditi to Kashyapa. Stay with the handsome Shankarachuda for a long time, and, as you like, wander with him to various places. When Shankarachuda leaves his body, you will return to Goloka and get Krishna as your husband."
Lord Brahma then blessed them and returned to his own abode. Shankarachuda then married Tulsi by the Gandharva rite. Glorifying the marriage, the demigods sounded their drums and showered flowers on them from the sky. Sometimes the newly married couple would go to a flower grove, and at other times to a river bank. There they would sleep on flower beds smeared with sandal paste and enjoy marital pleasures. Tulsi easily stole the heart of her husband, and Shankarachuda also attracted Tulsi's heart. After Tulsi garlanded her husband with parijata flowers, which prevent disease and old age, she placed a precious jeweled ring on his finger and offered him rare, beautiful gems. Bowing down to his feet with devotion, she repeatedly said, "I am at your service." Shankarachuda smiled. He then presented Tulsi with clothes he had obtained from Lord Varuna's house. He also gave her a precious necklace of jewels, an armlet he had gotten from Svaha, or Agni's wife, armlets from Chaya, the sun god's wife, earrings from Rohini, the moon god's wife, finger rings from Rati, Cupid's wife, conch ornaments from Vishvakarma, as well as excellent bedding adorned with pearls and jewels. After further adorning her, he placed her feet on his chest and said, "I am your servant." They left the hermitage and began to travel to various places. They went to different mountains, flower gardens, caves, beaches, riversides, and forests. Wherever they went, they enjoyed each other's company with great satisfaction, never tiring of one another. Shankarachuda then brought Tulsi to his own kingdom, and there they continued to delight in each other's company.